Good morning, this is Joe McGee, the Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 12th September 2011. I hope you'll bear with me if I avoid my usual commentary on global economies and markets. It seems a bit trite after the deeply emotional day that most of us witnessed yesterday, the 10th anniversary of 9/11. I want to talk instead a little bit about some of the deeper, more human aspects of money today. And I'm really struck at the moment by the sense of renewal, rebirth, even revolution that's going on around us. That's strange for September, autumn, normally a time when, as the harvests come in, we associate with the end of things, the end of the year, the night's drawing in. But I note it's the start of the new academic year. Our children are in new schools, new classes, doing new courses, new teachers. As a Catholic, we're undergoing renewal through a new translation of the liturgy of the Mass, a liturgy that I've known and loved for most of my life. In the Arab world, we see the Arab Spring, and yesterday we saw the 10th anniversary of 9/11, possibly the end of what for the United States is a 10-year's mind rather than the normal 1-year's mind which we observe on the death of loved ones. Something so traumatic certainly probably takes 10 years. And maybe it's a time when the United States, although it will never forget, will start to move forward from what has been a terrible decade. And in economic terms, I believe we're on the threshold, or maybe already into, a new economic era, one that's going to consist of predominantly low growth for an extended period of time. And that's something, too, that we're going to have to adapt to and live with. And that's what I want to address now. I was deeply struck on Sunday at Mass by the homily given by Father Gabriel, the headmaster of Ampleforth College. He talked in terms of the terrorist attacks, of the demon of resentment and blame, demons that so frequently occur in times of change. They're demons that prompt us to look for a culprit, a cause for all our suffering. And in many ways, resentment is something that makes us avoid taking responsibility for our own lives. And in the new economic environment, resentment is likely to grow as economic conditions become tighter and endure for longer than we had anticipated. And in such times, we need to hold on to a core principle of the human side of money, that of letting go, something that has been around certainly before the Greeks, although the Greeks knew it as kenosis, what they call the emptying of oneself or the dismantling of the ego. And yesterday we heard many stories of grief from those caught up in 9/11. And one could see that some people had let go, but some hadn't, and resentment still lingered. And it's quite easy to spot those who had and those who hadn't. In his deeply moving homily yesterday, Father Gabriel quoted Gordon Wilson, whose daughter Marie was killed in the Inniskillen Remembrance Day bomb. That was a remarkable example of compassion and forgiveness, but also a remarkable example of what someone who lets go, who shuns resentment, can achieve, and the work that Gordon Wilson did after that bomb to help bring priests to Northern Ireland. I believe for some time that we're on the threshold of prolonged low growth. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It may well lead to a simpler life and possibly even a happier life. But the key personal strategy that we're going to have to adopt is that of letting go, avoiding resentment. Resentment often directed at ourselves for our past mistakes. And that's going to be the key to sound financial planning going forward. And I think it'll be appropriate going forward as well to measure ours and even the nation's wealth, not just in terms of income or GDP, but in terms of happiness and even spirituality. There's much we can learn from the ancients and the principle of kenosis, emptying, dismantling the ego, is almost certainly one of the most profound philosophies that we can adopt and make use of in the coming years. Thanks for listening to my little rant. Next Sunday I'm running the Great North Run for the 10th time. And would welcome any support you can give for my cause, which is Mary's Meals. Have a look at my website. That's it. Many thanks. Take care.